Hello, this is 5JKL of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome back to another outstanding podcast of Clyde's Weird Stuff. I'd just like to say that today's podcast is sponsored by GoToMeeting.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Now that's weird.
Email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk or text 85010. Type the word studio and then your message.
Now that's weird. There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space itself and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that we call...
Now that's weird.
Now that's weird.
Ross Hemsworth presents... Now that's weird.
Well, I think after that, we know what the program's called, if nothing else, don't we? It's Now That's Weird with me, Ross Hemsworth. We're in hour three. Hope you're enjoying the program this evening, the first live one of 2007. And my next guest is no stranger to the show. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you'll know this lady, Nita Grant. Nita, good evening.
Hi, Ross. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. All the better for you. All the better for talking to you, should I say. How was your Christmas?
It was mighty fine, actually. I've had a really good Christmas, and I hope everyone else has too.
Yeah, so, well, was it a quiet one, or was it one of those big family affairs?
It was kind of a mix in between the two, actually. You know, Christmas Day was just spent, you know, man and the kids, and then after then it was family and friends pile over.
Best way, mixture of both. The nice thing about friends is you can get rid of them at the end of the day, can't you?
Well, yeah, and you generally like having them around more.
Sometimes. Depends on those friends, doesn't it? I have friends that I'm quite happy to see here stay in for weeks on end. I have other friends who I'm quite happy to see go after a day.
Yeah. You'll have ones like that. And unfortunately, they're the ones that seem to want to see you plenty, aren't they?
They are indeed. They're the ones that usually want to stay for longer than they're welcome. But there you go. Never mind. I think Helen and Mike must think that about me lately, because I keep turning up on their doorstep and saying, oh, can I stay tonight? They must be thinking, oh, not again. Here we go.
They've got comfy beds. That's why everyone goes over there.
Well, this is it. They've got so many bedrooms and things. It seems a waste, doesn't it, not to have guests?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, if they had, like, lumpy beds or something, people wouldn't stay there. But if they want to put us up in, like, nice, posh IKEA beds, they've got to expect the trouble.
Exactly right. I agree. Right, let's get down to matters. Now, you were sending me MSN messages earlier about Egypt. What's all this about they've shut the pyramids?
Yeah, well, whether it's temporary, you know, like long-term temporary or not, I don't know. It was on Egypt Live a while back that because of all the humidity from, you know, people breathing and sweating and that as they're traipsing around, it's actually starting to cause mould and mildew damage to the art and the paint and that. So obviously it wasn't designed to have people walking around in. It was designed to be sealed and left, and it's been fine for thousands of years, and to reopen it up and charge $20 to go for a walk.
Well, the thing is, I suppose I agree with the idea that, you know, we've got to protect our antiquities, and you can understand why they want to close them or why they don't want them damaged. But at the same time, there's so much about the pyramids that people should see, isn't there?
Well, yeah, I mean, on that respect, I do totally agree. I'm absolutely gutted. I was planning to go last year when they were still open. It's just one of those things that never got there. And now, you know, to think that I can't actually, well, I can go there, but, you know, I can't go into the chambers or anything like that. It does gut me, but there's so much more to Egypt than just the pyramids. You know, if people open their minds a little bit and look at some of the stuff off the beaten track, there's more ancient wonders over there than, you know, just a few pyramids.
Oh, I agree totally. Now, you sent me a thing earlier and you said there was some other subjects that you wanted to talk about this evening on the show. One is an interesting report on intelligence and belief. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a new report has just come out. And it basically says that if you've got a higher intelligence level or a higher education, you are much more likely to believe in ghosts and the paranormal. But strangely enough, those who don't believe are junior school children. They're much more cynical than their adults.
No, you see, I can't go with that, because most scientists and, you know, the sceptic community are normally university professors and such like.
Yeah, I know, but the way it seems to work out is that because you can sit there and rationalise things, having that, you know, a higher IQ, that you can actually rationalise things that don't exist.
I suppose it's one way of looking at it. It's an unusual one, and not one that I'd actually go along with, I think.
I don't know. I mean, that sounding mean to a certain sort of perspective of the populace. I do think that if you do have a higher intelligence, you are much more likely to think about things, politics, you know, science, all sorts of things, a lot more deeply than those who are more interested where their next white lightning's coming from, you know?
True. Well, they do say there's a very thin line between extreme intelligence and insanity, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's been proven time and time again that you've got fabulous brains that are also fabulously nuts to go with it. You know, I do think there is a certain point where humans ain't ready to evolve beyond yet. One or two of these people do, and they pay a hefty price for it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, you know, one of my duties, I have been told, shall we say, is to actually take spirituality out there to the people. Now, if it's true that spirituality is real and ghosts exist and whatever, then I'm doing a damn good job. But I could be called a nutter, couldn't I? Because if it was all proven to be a load of rubbish and I'm taking it out there delivering it to people, what does that make me?
Well, by the very same means, then you can call every single priest and every single nun completely nuts as well. Because they believe in something that there's no scientific basis for ever existing.
Well, this is true. I mean, was it Elizabeth earlier who was saying that we all need something to believe in? It'd be one hell of a shame if we had no miracles or fairies or anything to believe in.
I do completely agree with that point of view, but I really wish that humanity would believe more in itself. If humanity makes itself responsible for its own bad choices that it makes, it will actually start to learn something.
Mm, I think you're right. Now, what do you think about this telescope they put up into space over Christmas that's looking for alien life outside our own universe? What's your thoughts on that, Nita?
I hope they run the other way.
Well, that's one way of putting it. Why?
Because it's the same thing about, same again, taking responsibility for our actions until we actually learn to treat this precious world that we live in a whole lot better, and more than that, treat the people that we share it with better. Why do we deserve to be made contact with? We don't.
Well, that's true enough, isn't it? I mean, could you imagine them, as I said to Elizabeth in the second hour, landing an alien spaceship in the middle of the Bible Belt in America?
I don't think they would. I honestly think, as horrible it is, and I don't mean it as a slur on the American people, but purely as their nutty government, that they don't land in America. You know, I think it's really easy for English people in particular to, you know, slag off, should we say, the Arabian states, you know, that, oh, you know, they're this, they're insane, and God knows America does enough of it. Yet we trust America. The only reason that we trust them is because they speak English, and that's it.
I think you're right. I mean, if you look at some of the things the Americans have told us over the years, so much of the fabrication and lies, and look at some of the things they've done as well. I mean, you know, there is an element of madness across that country, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, if you just take it, Americans don't speak English, yeah? And then look at their actions, and you think, my God, how can we say that Iraq's bad, or, you know, Hussein's bad, or anything like that? Look at these people. They are nuts.
Well, do you know, one of the things that really pisses me off, Nita, is the way that if you open your computer now, it says, which language do you want to program your computer in? And it's got a choice of US English or International English. Whatever happened to English English?
Actually, I'm pleased they make the difference. I really am. I'm pleased that they associate the fact that there is true English, and that is English that we speak in England, and that's the proper English, and that's the base language. Anything else, well, that can just go by the wayside.
But why is that not an option on the computer? Basic English?
Because of the spelling's different. I mean, all right, it's fair enough to say, you know, it's English English and American English or International English, should I say. But, you know, the dialect changes from London to Cornwall.
This is true. I know I've got a lot of American listeners, so I'm sure a few of them will have something to say about this. But, you know, I mean, what I can't understand is how they took a language like ours, ruined it, and then called it their own, really, you know, American English.
It's a natural evolution, because, I mean, we can't say, truly and honestly, that it was just English that landed America. To start off with, there were people out there already, and they had their own language. And then you had the Dutch, and then you had the French, and we had to communicate. You know, so a new language does form out of all of those. You've only got to look at it. Some of the states have got Native American names, there's Native American words, there's French words, Dutch words, they're all mixed in that language now. It's going to change again. The next couple of hundred years, I'm quite sure that American English will not resemble anything like it does today.
I think you're probably right. Okay, we're coming up to a break. My guest is Nita Grant. If you've got any questions for Nita, send them in now. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. And if you can hear some maniacal laughter behind me, it's Mrs. Email. She's got some videos up on her computer of cats doing funny things. So if you hear any weird laughter and sounds in the background, no, it's nothing paranormal. It's just Penny having a laugh at some cat videos. So if you want to take her off cat videos, you need to keep her busy with the emails. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. We'll be back right after this.
Call us now on 0871 871 3666 or email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. You can also text 85010. Type the word studio. Leave a space, then your message. For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents.
At Clearview Digital Print, we understand how important your company image is. You want to attract new customers, stay ahead of the competition, and keep your costs down. We provide a high-quality, full-colour print and design service at prices and in quantities that allow you to stay competitive. No more boxes of out-of-date brochures, just an up-to-the-minute, high-quality, professional image in quantities to suit your budget. Call Clearview Digital Print today to book a consultation at your premises or arrange a visit to ours. If you mention this advert, we'll give you 20% off your first order. Call us now on 01392 361 383. That's 01392 361 383 to see how we can help your business succeed. Clearview Digital Print, keeping your business ahead.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Could you present a show on NetTalk Radio? If you think you can talk without music for an hour each week, remain interesting and have a great personality, then send your idea for a show to ross@nettalkradio.co.uk. Experience isn't as important as a good voice and a great personality. You can make your show at home on your PC in MP3 format. These are voluntary positions that give you the chance to talk to the world on the UK's fastest growing internet-based talk radio station.
Dick, have fun quail hunting. Don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show. Now That's Weird. I spend my evenings on the Above Top Secret Forum making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo. If you could bring me up to speed on...
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They've made me feel f***ing normal.
Yes, welcome back to the show. We're in the third hour. It's Now That's Weird with me, Ross Hemsworth, and my guest, Nita Grant. Now, we were talking before the break there about some of these things, Nita, and it's just amazing. I don't want to be slagging off Americans because, as I say, I've got a big audience out there. But... we've got to be a little bit careful about the way we get Americanized, haven't we?
Yeah, I do thoroughly think so. Our politicians and their politicians have sat in bed now for an awfully long time. And, I know that, I suppose it's like the power or whatever they yield, A lot of people want to be like it. I don't think it's the way forward, though.
No, I think you're right.
Have got a lot of friends out in America, and they hate it, they hate what their government is doing, but the same as us, really. They can't see a way to stop it.
Mm. And there's a sort of love-hate relationship with George Bush, isn't there? He loves himself and they hate him.
He loves his cat. It's one of the things about the humours, to be true. I thought when Al Gore didn't get in, that was a success.
Mm.
But now I'm for sure.
I think that guy is a very dangerous man to have his finger on the button, a fundamentalist Christian with his finger on the trigger. That's quite worrying.
Yeah, and I don't think Bush's actions have been very good either.
No, I think you're right. Right, let's move on to aliens. Now, we've talked about this before, but there seems to be an increase again in alien abductions and reports of alien abductions. Now, what's the latest on that, Nita?
There is, and to be honest, I've not seen any real stuff coming through from genuine ones. There seems to be a big push again at the moment in, the so-called alien, especially alien breeding programs, actually. There's a whole ton of alien babies walking around somewhere.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to come on to that in a minute, because I want to talk to you about hybrids and such like. But I've actually put on my predictions on my blog a couple of days ago, some predictions for 2007. And one of them was that there would be more reports of alien abductions this year. Now, I've no idea where that came from. I was sitting here with just sort of, in thought mode, trying to connect to spirit, and I was typing without really thinking what I was typing to see if I can actually get these things right. Be interesting to see if I'm right, but one of the things was that there would be more alien abductions, genuine ones, this year.
Well, I think maybe once, well, over on this seaboard, once the summer starts to come round a bit, you know, for some reason we do seem to get more genuine reports come through at that time of year, and I really, really don't know why that is.
It's probably because they can't go in the pyramids anymore.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Moving back to the pyramids very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has still got to vote for their new Seven Wonders. I think that's a really important thing to do. For those that don't know what it is, because there's only one of the seven listed wonders left now, they've got a website up and an international voting panel for the new Seven Wonders of the World, and I think it's a fantastic part of history for everyone to get involved in. So get yourself along to newsevenwonders.com.
Are you on there?
I am. I have voted already.
No, I mean, are you on there? You've got to be one of the Seven Wonders of the World, you, aren't you?
Only after a curry.
That's true enough. Right, let's just come back again on aliens. We were talking there about hybrids. Now, there's been a story for some time now that aliens have been breeding with humans and that we have got actually a series of hybrids on the Earth. What do you know about that?
Yeah. Are they actually on Earth? Well, I would tend to think not. Just going purely on the pure science side of this for a moment, there's absolutely no reason why one humanoid creature could not breed with another humanoid creature. So we'll take that as rare. But if anything is born up in space, it's not going to be used to our gravity, and as soon as you put it on Earth, its bones will just crush. You know, so I don't believe there's any wandering around on Earth.
I'm not so sure I agree with you there, because I think, you know, there's so many weirdos on Earth now that if they're not alien, what the hell can they be?
A poor byproduct of breeding nowadays.
I think you're right. No, seriously, though, I mean, there's so many people have spoken about this and saying that they believe that there is breeding programs going on that, you know, could it just be a conspiracy theory, or is there really something to it?
No, I do think there is something to it. You know, from what I've seen, the ones I believe to have been genuine kidnappings, abductions, whatever, you know, there is obviously some interest in the genetics going on. Otherwise, you know, they wouldn't have removed eggs and semen and stuff like that. And there have been cases where, you know, they've actually been shown their babies afterwards. So I do believe that, you know, there is definite possibility that this stuff could be going on. But I think they would be way too precious to risk having here on Earth.
Now, this brings us back onto a subject you and I have spoken about on the show before, and that's sex with aliens, because, let's face it, if they're talking about hybrids, if they're talking about breeding programs, a lot of the early abduction reports said that they were interfered with sexually. Now, you and I have had this conversation before, I know, but with lots of new listeners to the program, perhaps you can just outline again your thoughts on that one, Nita.
Well, certainly. I mean, the earliest reports of the sex with aliens was pretty rough. Strapped to tables, you know, this, that and the other, artificial insemination, blah, blah, blah. The current reports that seem to be coming out now is that the alien forms are a lot more humanoid, and they tasty, and, you know, a lot of this stuff is now starting to go on willingly. Now, if you look at human breeding anyway, you know, if you enjoy sex more, you are much more likely to be impregnated. So maybe they've caught on to this and realised that human females need something extra.
It's possible, isn't it? I mean, I remember you saying before that it was, you know, quite a lot of reports of violent sex, and you just said there about strapping to the tables and things. Well, I think a lot of that takes place in most suburban households these days, but with regards to aliens, I don't know, I would think that shagging something that looked like a grey would be a bit of a problem, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I think, which is, you know, why really we're on to now the second generation of human-alien beings, and obviously they're looking much more human, and they're not so pinky-skinned. They're pinky-skinned, sorry, they're not so grey, but they're supposed to have these big, beautiful eyes. If you could imagine, you know, the beautiful almond-shaped eyes of a grey, but with humanoid characteristics to it, and hair and stuff like that. So, you know, they're humanising more.
Well, that actually makes some sort of sense, because I remember being told some years ago about star children and star people, people that visited the Earth from other dimensions that had, like, angelic eyes, incredible starry eyes, which when you looked into them were just absolutely beautiful, like angels. So that sort of makes some sort of sense, because I was told that quite a few years ago, and if we're looking at something like that now, then that's almost predicted, really.
Interestingly enough, tracing history back to some of the earlier tribes in Africa, they spoke of, and obviously this is before global mixing, they spoke of tall, pale-skinned, red-haired, big, black-eyed people. Where does that come from in Africa?
Well, that's an interesting one, because David Icke was talking about black-eyed people when he was on the show recently as well.
You know, that's it. I find that a real sort of strange little thing. And the Reds, as they're now called, have been starting to crop up more and more in sighted alien beings. You know, the Greys and Reds seem to be in cahoots with each other now.
I wonder if they're going to bring out some greens soon, and then we can all say, oh, well, you know what that is, it's too many greens. It just seems strange, because they come out with these greys and these reds.
Quite
and...
true, can't we?
I don't know, what's it all coming to? Right, got an email here, it says, hello Nita, hello Ross, just a quick email to wish you both a happy new year. We have lots to talk about, looking forward to getting back on the show and have plenty to discuss. Hope to see you at our event happening in 2007, details put forward soon. Hello to the new members of the Wessex Ghost Hunters and all the regular listeners. All the best from Dale Field from Wessex Ghost Hunters. Dale, thank you very much, looking forward to receiving details of the event, and then we can publicise it for you, and I hope I'm still comparing that event, am I? I've not heard any more from you on that, so they all let me know what the details are, what the dates are, and when you want me down there, and we'll do that for you, that's not a problem. Look forward to that. So hello to all you Wessex ghost hunters, and I'll tell you what, maybe I'll come along on one of your ghost hunts this year. That'll be a laugh.
Yeah, hi, Dale, and the Wessex crew.
Yeah, we've got to do it, haven't we? Nita, are you going to come along?
Oh, certainly big game for that, you know, these are, they're an interesting bunch of guys and girls, that, yeah.
They are, and we've got to get Dale back on the show as well, because he's one of the youngest ghost hunters in the country to lead his own team, and a good guy as well in the making, he really is, and yeah, we give him a lot of support here on the show.
To be honest, it's people like that that we need coming through. There is so much elder, stuffy blood in the continent of ghost hunting that we really do need younger coming through, younger, new ideas, new sciences, you know?
Definitely. Well, there's so many idiots involved in it now, and that's one of the reasons I backed away from it a bit last year, but there's still some serious research to be done, and I'd like to be out there doing it in the field, as they say.
Yeah, I think there is, and there is, going on to, like, you know, one of the other subjects I wanted to talk about, which is extreme ghost hunting.
Extreme? That's not like extreme ironing, is it?
What is it?
I said, no, serious. This is serious, Nita. There was an Olympic sport that's called extreme ironing, and apparently it has actually now been nominated to go forward in the Olympics. It's unbelievable. Extreme, I mean, what the hell is extreme ironing?
Haven't you seen it? It is fantastic. I watched it a couple of times, and it was guys free climbing up this sheer rock face, you know, like this pinnacle, getting up the top, assembling their ironing board, ironing a shirt and climbing back down.
What the hell? God almighty, there. And we were talking about lunatics. They weren't Americans, were they?
They're all over. They're English extreme ironers, you know.
God. Right, we're going to come back and talk about extreme ghost hunters, because we need to go into a break in just a moment. So let's just hit one other thing first, and we'll come back to extreme ghost hunting after the break. I just want to finish off really on this hybrid thing with aliens. What do you think the next thing is going to be that happens that brings the evidence forward?
I think sooner or later they're going to slip up and someone is going to come back to Earth with alien genome still in their blood, you know, still in their uterus or whatever. There's going to be some proof of this alien-human hybrid.
But there's already been some proof with, you know, the brain waves, the A waves, or I can't remember what they're called now. But there's been brain patterns changed after alien abductions, but the proof is always covered up. What's to stop the new proof from being covered up in the same way?
Because you can also get that kind of alpha wave from other things that are effective here on Earth, radiation, sickness, things like that. It can be recreated here on Earth, yeah? Now, fair enough, I don't know that many people that like to go jogging around nuclear waste silos for fun, you know, so... But the fact is, because it can be recreated here on Earth, you've got to rule it out.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Okay, we need to take a break. My guest is Nita Grant. If you've got any questions for Nita, get them in now. It's studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. That's studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. We've got about half an hour of the show to go, so plenty of time for your questions, so get them in now. And we'll be back talking some more about extreme ghost hunting, amongst other things, right after the break. Stay tuned.
Get interactive. Call us now. 0871 871 3666 or email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. You can also text 8 50 10, type the word studio, leave a space, then your message.
Let's take a break from the show for a minute. This is Clyde J. Carroll, and I got a tip for you. These days, whether you're in business or simply want to share something with friends and family, email and voicemail sometimes just isn't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, a web conferencing solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and friends. It's just like you're in the same room. You can share your computer screen, pass keyboard and mouse control, and even draw and highlight on the screen. Low, flat fee pricing lets you meet as often as you want for as long as you need, instead of worrying about that minute-to-minute cost. The ability to host online meetings is an absolute must for business in today's world. So give it a try. Try it yourself free for 45 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Again, that's gotomeeting.com/podcast. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Keyboards, drum kits, guitars, PA equipment, digital pianos and amps. Want to buy them at the best price? Then visit tedturnermusic.co.uk. If you want to learn, repair or hire an instrument, we're on hand to help. Our customer helpline is available from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every weekday on 01823 660 788. tedturnermusic.co.uk. Good advice at a fair price.
A fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space itself and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that we call... Now that's weird.
We do indeed. Welcome back to the show. And don't forget, if you missed any of the show this evening, it is repeated on a Wednesday night from 9 through till midnight, followed by the live Witching Hour with Dr. Liz Williams and Trevor Jones, all about witchcraft, paganism, druidry, etc. So a great 4 hours of entertainment for you on Wednesday night, so make sure you tune in for that. Now, my guest in the last part of the programme this evening is Nita Grant. We've been talking about all sorts of things so far, like sex with aliens, hybrids, is there an alien breeding programme, and now we're going on to... Well, I'll let you talk about this, Nita. Extreme ghost hunting.
Yep. It's a fascinating thing that's been cropping up. And I can honestly see why they're doing it. I'll just read out this press clipping for you. In October 2005, three ghost hunters in Salem, Massachusetts, were arrested for trespassing on private property in search of ghosts. They'd entered an abandoned hospital reputed to be haunted. The group was so busy looking for spirits, they failed to notice the police station across the street and were all arrested, fined and sent home for trespassing, vandalising and breaking and enter. They have also been arrested in cemeteries in Illinois, Connecticut and other states.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
I think it's fantastic.
Oh, great. I've got a question coming for you here.
They're doing it.
There's a question from Tracy for you. She said, Nita, if you met an alien in the street tomorrow, what would your first question to it be?
Home with me, please. Can I go home with you, please?
You might not want to. It might be something that will eat you or attack you.
I might be so lucky.
Well, I don't know. Let's just go back for a second. Extreme ghost hunting. I mean, can you see that taking off over here?
Yes, I would, personally. I would do it. Because the thing that frustrates me is there are these fantastic old buildings, old hotels, old hospitals, bomb shelters, everything, that have these great, fantastic stories coming out of them from people that have had to go in there and check them or seal them up for whatever reason. And you can't get in there. You know, you ask the landowners, and it's, oh, no, health and safety, you know, And even if you go, look, you know, we've got all the insurance, and it's still, oh, no, 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 you know, you could get hurt, you could sue us, blah, 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 you know, bad publicity, people want to go in there if you do it. And it annoys me, you know, I can really understand, you know, they're withholding us from doing our stuff, and I can understand the frustration and, you know, the people that are doing these. I can't say that, you know, it's okay to go and do it, but all I'm saying is I can certainly understand why they do it.
I agree. Now, I mean, there's so many venues as well now for general ghost hunters. I remember Dale Field writing to me a while back saying that he can't afford to get his group into many places now because so many places are either blocking ghost hunts or they're charging fortunes because they've seen programs like Most Haunted and they know that they can get money out of this. So I suppose extremes are going to happen, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is one of the things I would do, purely and utterly, because of things like the Craigynos, is that how you say it? Castle in Wales? You know, this...
I've no idea how to pronounce that one, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, the most reported, you know, haunted castle. And what do? They flood it with, like, 2,000 ghost hunters or whatever in one night to hunt it. That's going to drain the place for God knows how long.
Mm.
And here are these places that have been locked up. You know, and there's nothing, there's been no one in there. You know, we're talking undisturbed pieces of history. Of course, I'll do it in a shot.
Yeah, I think you're right. Right, let's move on to another subject, Nita, and that is, are we being fed information through TV programmes and films? It's long been a factor that a lot of people have believed things like E.T., the extraterrestrial, and Close Encounters of the Third Kind were preparing us for something that's going to happen in the future. Now, I've just been addicted to a series on television which was actually a Doctor Who spin-off called Torchwood. I'm not sure if you've seen it or not, have you?
Actually, no, I've not been watching Torchwood. I'm not a Doctor Who fan, so I didn't sort of merge on to watch Torchwood.
But it's not really Doctor Who-like in the way it's put together, but it's got some very weird twists in it. Although it talks about the space-time continuum, time travel, and that sort of thing, and the weird things that can happen when space-time doors open. Now, again, are we being prepared for something that's about to happen, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, this was... originally, it wasn't thought of. When movies like E.T. and that come out of it, it was just a fantastical journey, a fairy story for modern people. And then, obviously, X-Files come along, and they really bounced to the idea that, you know, these show writers and these movie writers are actually desensitizing us. So when the governments finally turn around and say, oh, aliens, and they've been here for a long time, everyone just goes... Oh, right, okay, yeah, like, we didn't know that.
I suppose there is something to that. I would say, I mean, we all need something to believe in, and I think the conspiracy theorists, every time something like this comes up, say, oh, right, this is the reason why you're watching Torchwood or why you're watching so-and-so. But it does go to the extreme. I mean, they're just bringing out the follow-up to White Noise now, which was a pretty lousy film in the first time round, and now they're bringing back Near Death Experience as White Noise 2. Now, what the hell's that got to do with White Noise?
Yeah, well... Do we even really need to go there?
No, I think you're right. Okay, we need to take another break. My guest is Nita Grant. If you want to get an email in from Nita, it's studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. Now, don't forget, on Saturday the 27th of January, the Town Hall Glastonbury, another Mystic and Earth Spirit Fair. I'm one of the speakers there, along with Dr. Liz Williams and Trevor Jones from The Witching Hour, and Ruth Vidente from the new show, The Ruth Vidente Experience. You can get tickets by calling 07990 797979. That's 07990. 797979, or you can email info@glastonburyfairs.co.uk, and that's fairs spelt F-A-Y-R-E-S. Do check it out. It's only £3 for the day. It's going to be great fun.
Now that's weird.
Get interactive. Call us now on 0871 871 3666, or email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk.
You can also text
85010, type the word studio,
leave a space,
then your message.
So then, what programme do you want to listen to?
That one.
But that's Ross Hemsworth's paranormal programme.
Yeah, I know.
But you said that science proves that the paranormal is have a series of rational and logical explanations, therefore denying its existence.
Yeah, I know.
So why do you want to listen to Ross Hemsworth?
Because I'm weird.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854 or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents.
Have you ever been fascinated by druidism, paganism, witchcraft, or Wicca? If so, you should listen to The Witching Hour with Dr. Liz Williams and Trevor Jones, owners of The Witchcraft Shop in Glastonbury, live each week from midnight from Thursday, December 7th, straight after Wednesday night's repeat of Now That's Weird, here on Net Talk Radio.
From the weather to what's on, dentists to doctors, shopping to sports, barnstabletowncentre.co.uk. Click on for community content.
Keyboards, drum kits, guitars, PA equipment, digital pianos and amps. Want to buy them at the best price? Then visit tedturnermusic.co.uk. If you want to learn, repair or hire an instrument, we're on hand to help. Our customer helpline is available from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every weekday on 01823 660788. tedturnermusic.co.uk. Good advice at a fair price.
You've heard the legends. You've seen it in the news headlines. Now, the disease is spreading. Your worst fears are about to be realized. Coming soon to a street near you. School holidays.
Now that's weird.
Zoink, Scoob! I smell something weird!
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Ross Hemsworth presents Now That's Weird.
Yes, welcome back to the show. About 16 minutes left on tonight's show, the first live one of 2007. Me, Ross Hemsworth, and my guest, Nita Grant. Now, Nita, before the break, we were talking about films that might predict things that are going to happen in the future, but there's one coming out that seems to relay something that happened in the past. And we all know about the mysterious disappearance of tribes on Easter Island and such like, and we're all very fascinated by the Mayan predictions for the end of the world in 2012. So what's your views on the new film that's coming out by Mel Gibson called Apocalypto?
Well, I think it looks absolutely stunning. From what I've seen of it so far, it's a very impressive piece of work. And again, like he did with The Passion of Christ, he's taken a lot of care to get things right, as in what we know, you know, sort of about their blood right traditions, their language, the wars, that kind of thing. So I think it could really be an interesting piece of work. But obviously how factual it is debatable.
But Mel's been known, as he's become a director, in being a little bit outrageous, like with The Passion of the Christ and such like. Do you think he's going to over-sensationalise with this film?
No, I don't. I think that... I don't know if maybe he got burned a bit with The Passion of the Christ, because obviously, you know, Jews still being alive today and everything else, someone was bound to get hungry. Whereas with this, there's no living Mayans, so, you know, I think he'll get away with it in that respect. But I'm a bit concerned at what it could actually do to, you know, sort of the Incan lands and everything now, you know, with Machu Picchu and all that. I think, you know, is it going to turn it into, like, the New Egypt? Is everybody going to flood there? Is it going to become commercialised and everything else? That does concern me.
It could do. I mean, if they're shutting the pyramids and not letting you go into the pyramids, perhaps people will start to visit places like that. Although, to be honest, we looked at going to Easter Island last year for an investigation, and the cost is horrendous. It's almost as much to fly from Santiago to Easter Island as it is to fly from here to Santiago.
Yeah, for some reason, Easter Island, though, is really expensive, and I can't, forgive me, understand why.
It's just got so much there. There's so much phenomena. I remember Professor J.J. Hertak last time he came over telling me about how he'd love to go back and do some work there because it's just such an astonishing amount of phenomena.
Well, yeah, I mean, I quite believe it, but, you know, it's not when, I suppose, you know, just being a normal person here, but when I sit there and I think, oh, right, I'm going to go on holiday, I don't automatically go, right, I'm going to Easter Island. You know, I don't understand why it's that expensive.
Mm, no, it's true. Maybe it's expensive because they don't want people going out there. Maybe that's the reason.
There is that way, isn't there?
They could be doing what you're saying about Egypt and trying to keep the heritage and stopping a lot of people visiting.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. You know, it does work.
Sorry, Penny was just giving me her her options on that there. Now, I've got another email come in, and it says, it's from Dale at Wessex Ghost Hunters Nita, and it says, there's an open invitation for Penny, Nita and Ross to join us at Hampshire's Most Haunted Theatre in mid-February. Of course, you will be the main figure on our event, Ross. I will post details once all finalised. Great 2007 for ghost hunting. We at Wessex Ghost Hunters have some great plans, and Nita, Ross and Penny, I'm sure you'll enjoy working with our group. It's a great laugh as well as great results that make our group really unique. So there you go. Open invitation, Nita.
Sounds good to me.
Yep, it's mid-February. So, Dale, we look forward to the dates on that. Get the dates in as soon as you can, because I'm getting quite booked up now with talks for dowsing groups and all sorts. I did this talk last year, Nita, for Devon Dowsers, and they've been recommending me to others. I've now been booked to do Bristol Dowsers as well this year, so okay. Word seems to be getting around.
I'm just booked up with loads of exams. That's just not fair. Getting some fun stuff, thank you.
There you go. You see, this is you're going to become overeducated, and you'll become one of those insane people.
It's a bit late for that, isn't it?
He could be right. Right, let's move on from this. Actually, before we move on, one last thing on Apocalypto. When's the release date? When does it come out?
Out now. Out today, I believe it was released.
Right, okay. If anyone's seen Apocalypto yet, if you've been out and seen it, let me know. If you went to perhaps the early matinees or press previews, drop me a line, let me know what you think of the film. studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. So I'd be very interested in your thoughts on this. Mel Gibson's Apocalypto. Now, what's your favourite film that's actually documented anything to do with phenomena over the years, Nita?
Oh, I don't know. I actually quite liked White Noise in some respects because, you know, what we do, it isn't all sweetness and light. And if anybody who's, you know, been working with ECT can tell you, sometimes they do say some pretty nasty things, you know? And I hate this whole attitude that goes on between, you know, the spiritual and the little sweetness and light and it's all lovely. I'm saying nasty people die and nasty people become nasty ghosts and, you know, I think if people actually realise there's, you know, two sides to the coin, it might actually make them take us a little bit more seriously.
This is true. And there's an old saying, isn't there, from clairvoyant, you don't just suddenly become good because you die.
Yeah, that's completely true. I mean, come on, we have met some real nasty pieces of work on our journeys, you know? And by the same hand, we have met some beautiful, fun and wonderful spirits. So, you know, I really do think that if we stop being so airy-fairy and sort of, you know, say, no, they, you know, openly, there's two sides to the coin. You know, you don't know what you're going to get, neither do we.
You know, I don't think I'd fancy Adolf Hitler as my spirit guide, though, I must admit. We need to take another break. Nita Grant is my guest. If you want to email her, get your emails in now. It's studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. That's studio@nettalkradio.co.uk. We'll be back for the last few minutes of the programme right after this.
Call us now on 0871 871 3666 or email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk.
You can also text
850 10. Type the word studio.
Leave a space,
then your message.
For nearly 20 years, Nexus has been the world's leading alternative news magazine. Read a selection of articles at nexusmagazine.com. Published every 2 months, Nexus is your best source of hard-to-get information. Behind the news, health, UFOs, future science. If you don't believe everything your government and their experts tell you is true, where do you look instead? Phone Nexus Magazine today on 01342 322 854. Or see nexusmagazine.com. Available at all good news agents. At
At Clearview Digital Print, we understand how important your company image is. You want to attract new customers, stay ahead of the competition, and keep your costs down. We provide a high-quality, full-colour print and design service at prices and in quantities that allow you to stay competitive. No more boxes of out-of-date brochures, just an up-to-the-minute, high-quality, professional image in quantities to suit your budget. Call Clearview Digital Print today to book a consultation at your premises or arrange a visit to ours. If you mention this advert, we'll give you 20% off your first order. Call us now on 01392 361 383. That's 01392 361 383 to see how we can help your business succeed. Clearview Digital Print, keeping your business ahead.
If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal. And now That's Weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Could you present a show on NetTalk Radio? If you think you can talk without music for an hour each week, remain interesting and have a great personality, then send your idea for a show to ross@nettalkradio.co.uk. Experience isn't as important as a good voice and a great personality. You can make your show at home on your PC in MP3 format. These are voluntary positions that give you the chance to talk to the world on the UK's fastest growing internet-based talk radio station.
Dick, have fun quail hunting. Don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show. Now That's Weird. I spend my evenings on the Above Top Secret Forum making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo. If you could bring me up to speed on...
Hi, this is your own pal, Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Yes, welcome back to the programme. Last few minutes of Now That's Weird. First live one of 2007. Now, Nita, we were talking about some of the films that have been made about famous investigations and about UFO sightings and whatever. What one incident would you like to see made into a film that hasn't been already?
Oh, good question. Actually, I really like the story behind the Ostrich Inn in Colnbrook. We done a ghost hunt. It was where you got picked up and thrown across the room. Do you remember that one?
I do indeed.
For those listeners who don't know about the Colnbrook Inn, the Ostrich Inn, it's one of the oldest inn taverns in England, and the old landlords to it used to lure in wealthy travellers, drug them and, you know, ply them with alcohol, and then crash them out in the master bedroom. And the bed was on a lever system, and when they had basically passed out unconscious through their mixture of, you know, drink and drugs, they pulled the lever, which slid them out the bed, down into the kitchen, into a pot of, it was boiling water or boiling fat, and literally boiled them alive, and then disposed of their bodies, what's believed to be in the, you know, in the river outside the back. That's a fantastic story. I mean, apparently, you know, they killed up to 60 people this way. That's what he confessed for when he was caught and hanged. You know, I think that's fantastic. You could really make, you know, it's a bit of a Sweeney Todd thing, really, isn't it?
It is, without a doubt. It's something that certainly would make a good film. And another one as well, The Enfield Poltergeist. I don't think that's ever been made into a Hollywood blockbuster, has it?
No, and I'm surprised it hasn't, actually, particularly with their current flavour for pretty creepy movies, you know, and I think that would make a really, really good one, particularly as a, you know, with children and that involved in it. Everyone sort of, you know, doesn't expect, you know, children to be in that sort of situation. I think it just sort of adds to the suspense in it. So, yeah, I'm surprised, but then I suppose it's getting the rights for that one, isn't it? People still being alive and everything else.
I mean, it would be the biggest film since either the Amityville Horror or even maybe The Exorcist, I think.
Yeah. What did you think of the Amityville Horror remake? Have you seen it yet?
No, I didn't. I just didn't think they could ever match the original, so I didn't watch it, because I thought it'll probably just, you know, it'd be one of those things that I'll end up in Whinge of the Week again.
Yeah, well, just stay with that fault and don't watch it.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's not good. I don't get, you know, fair enough. You know, they remade the Psycho movie.
Mm-hmm.
They remade it shot for shot.
Yeah.
Which I never understood why they done that. You know, apart from the fact, oh, well, you can have it in colour. Oh, well, big deal. You know, the actors weren't as good. I don't think the direction was as good, despite it being shot for shot. And in some respects, why bother remaking the Amityville? It was good the first time out. You know, the second time out, it's just like, well, we can chuck a bit more gore in there and change the camera angles a bit, but no, it's just nowhere near as good. Mm. I don't know why they bother doing it.
No, I agree. Very, very strange. There you go. Such is life. I mean, a lot of these things, to be honest, I mean, 2006 was really the year of remakes, wasn't it? What with Starsky and Hutch and all sorts of other bloody things that came out. And to be honest, I never see the reason why. You know, have they run out of ideas in Hollywood or what?
The real interesting thing is a statement that seems to be coming out from quite a few of the major movie houses in America, that they're stating that this year could well be the last year of the big Hollywood blockbusters.
Mm,
you know, they're now costing so much to make, and very, very few of them are actually getting back the money they got put in and bringing in a profit. There was only three last year that done that, Pirates of the Caribbean being the biggest one. So I think that we could well be looking at more of a divergence now into smaller, better movies, because they're not going to go for the blockbusters anymore.
That you could be right. Nita, as always, it's been an absolute delight having you on the programme. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you'll join us again on the air very, very soon.
Will do, and on a ghost hunt with the Wessex boys.
Definitely. We look forward to that in February. Nita, we'll speak soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later. Well, that's it. Brings us to the end of another one. Hope you've enjoyed yourself this evening. 3 hours of Now That's Weird. Lots coming up in 2007. A lot of new guests as well. People we haven't had on the show before. Next week from Glastonbury, we've got a very special guest, and her name is Jenny Cantillon. She's with us in the first hour of the show. And John Kachuba, joining us next week. So watch out for the details on the website of what they're all about. That's next Friday. And, of course, Elizabeth doing more ESP and telepathy tests. Plenty coming up for you, and lots of new guests coming up in 2007. So stick with it. It's Now That's Weird. My name's Ross Hemsworth. Hope you've enjoyed the show this evening. Thanks to my guests, Nita Grant, Elizabeth, and of course Ruth Vidente, who'll be bringing her own show to the air on the 30th of January. Hope to see you all in Glastonbury on the 27th. You take care of yourselves. We'll be back next week with another Now That's Weird.